Caller, are you there? No, we don't have the caller. Okay.
So again, we do want to hear from you about that. What should be done? What can we do? 323-8160.
What I want to see, Dwight, is a Bahamian version of lockup.
Yes, who said that again? Well, why do you think that will be effective, or what will be the point of it?
Well, I think two things. First, it will show you the conditions at the prison. That's the first thing. And secondly, though, it will show you the demographic profile of the typical Bahamian prisoner. Because I think we need to know that.
Very young.
That's very young. Very young. And the inside of it is not something we want to expose to the world.
Those prisons look much nicer.
They
look like college dorms almost.
Right. They have nice beds.
Compared to...
They have restrooms.
But I mean, you think Bahamians have any idea what Fox Hill is like? I mean, can you imagine when your power is off? You know what that's like? Yeah. That's like being in hell, right?
Yeah. Well, every few years, the news will do a documentary of some sort, you know, where you see something.
But you don't see day to day Fox Hill living.
Yeah. I don't think we want to see it. I don't think we want to expose ourselves to it.
We need to see it because
you think it'll be a deterrent?
I mean, I don't even think that's the point. I mean, the important thing though is the public needs to know what we do with people who we lock up.
I think we just house them.
And this has been a problem since I was a child.
We give them three meals a day.
I remember people complaining about this from when I was a child about how horrible the conditions
are.
And
using slop buckets.
And as you said, Fox, mm-hmm. you know, the nickname Fox Hell Prison.
My thing is, why are people consistently going there? Over and over and over again.
No, but see, with that, I think that has a lot to do with your habits. I mean, you know, sometimes people just get into criminal habits. I mean, they don't think, you know what, if I do this thing, the next step is Fox Hill. You know, people don't like, there's no direct correlation between
you don't think so?
My present behavior and Fox Hill. No, people don't think.
They never think they're going to get caught?
Correct, because if you think about that, you probably won't do it.
Okay. Everyone needs to start thinking about it.
Well, I think it depends on who the person is, because I know some people say, oh, if it weren't because of prison,
if it wasn't because of prison, you know, you'd go up to a lot of people and just like, you know, like...
Slap them?
yeah.
Leave it right there. Okay, we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. This is Morning Blood.
Christ Jesus died for us all. Godly day to the universe, along with you, brothers and sister. Now, what's the question here with this prison?
It's overcrowded. How do we correct it?
By billing an extension or a new person. You know, some years ago, I was a member of a club, right? And they wanted, they came up with a suggestion. Some brothers came up with the suggestion that we should build a prison on the Oda Island. I couldn't see the logic then, right? But when it was my time to speak, I said to the congregation that if you build a prison on the Oda Island, how it is that the family members going to get to their family? But now I think that would be the best thing. And and if he doesn't have the way of doing it here, or expanding that one, but the way the society, the way our country going today with overcrowding, we gonna need a new person.
Right.
And not only that, I think we should start taking. They should establish a prison whereby younger children should get into. That it would hold younger children also, because what I've noticed around communities, some people believe that it's a game, it's the thing to go in prison, and they even teaching their children to do crime. And why I said they should make something, build something for youngsters, is because the growing rate of crime, and it's like having a new dress or new shirt, new pants in these communities. You see my point?
Right.
And those people that's in authority, some of them don't understand. They believe something just wrong with our people or the youngsters around. But people just teaching them how to participate in crime. I mean, when I have children from 6, 7 years old, they've been taught to do crime. And when I'm observing those situations, I found it to be, you know, pathetic, dangerous. You know, so we don't need a new prison. You know, putting criminals on the street, it's going to cause, or, you know, letting them off, giving them a slap on the wrist, you know, it's going to cause more problem.
Right.
I mean, a big problem, because right now they cannot, the law enforcement cannot, or they are not handling the crimes that are happening around neighborhoods today.
Right. Colin,
so, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Thank you all.
As he was speaking, I thought of something. Why build a prison when we can't, you know, build community colleges for persons who commit crime, you know? Have it on a family island.
See, now we gone
retrain
from,
them.
We gone from government
them.
Subdivisions. Maybe it's too early
to
worry.
What type of
crimes are you talking about, though? I mean, why would you do that? What do you mean?
I'm talking about any crime, you know?
You don't have enough for the,
you know,
people who are hardworking in this
country. Most
persons
who are uneducated, who are under, I would say, yeah, we should say there, yeah. They can't read, basically, and write. Just reskill them, you know? Brainwash them into thinking. Yes, I'm serious. Into thinking that they can make a positive contribution through education, and education can do that. Many persons don't see an alternative to the life that they're living. Retool them.
Well, that
Why
has
not
to come
retool them?
After you pay for what you've done.
Mind you.
Or during the time
I
that
think
you're for
during
your
the time. So
sure.
why not
but,
not build another prison? Let's build schools for these persons.
Okay,
let's
we still
educate
have to
these
be
persons.
Accountable. We still have to be accountable for
yes.
our actions. You can't just can't. Okay, you did a bad thing. So we're going to pay for your education. Yeah.
Dwight, we've been doing the same things for years now, and our crime is just spiraling out of control. We need to address it from a different aspect. When these persons arrive in prison or they're convicts, let's do something different with them. Let's teach them how to read. Let that be a focus. Open their minds. Open their minds to various possibilities.